CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Worst Guys. Welcome, Julie, on the mic. Here we go.
Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger.
Today we're talking about the most important thing in the world. Love. L-O-V-E. But we're not talking about that relationship love. We're not talking about that family love. We're not talking about that material love. We're talking about the love of self. It's one thing that a lot of people just don't seem to get right. And I don't know why. A lot of people can love others so easily, but when it comes to loving yourself, it becomes more difficult. And we're going to decipher why today on the show, and also give out some techniques and advice on how to better love yourself. I don't know what the reason is, the reason why many people struggle to love themselves. I believe that partly it's because we know ourselves so well, so we know our darkness in its depths. And that can make us feel as though we do not deserve love. Although the darkness that you possess is a part of who you are. And everybody has it. Nobody's perfect. Nothing is perfect. And that's what makes it perfect. Yeah, man. You gotta love yourself in this world, dog. It's hard out here. And the most important thing about it is that you've gotta love yourself so that you're able to love others. You can't give somebody water if your cup is empty. So it's really, really important that you find ways to love yourself truly and fully. Not just to say it, and I'm talking about all of you, the good and the bad. Not your Instagram self. Because everybody loves their Instagram self. But that guy in the bedroom who's sitting there on a Sunday night with the blues, wondering where all his ladies went in his life, where did he go wrong? That guy needs your love, man. All right. So, this is the process, right? Learning how to love yourself starts with being able to sit down in a quiet room by yourself and allow your thoughts to move past in your mind. You know, this is what a lot of people fail to do. We struggle to, you know, sit still. We live in a world where things are always busy, things are always happening. You have to be here at this time, you have to do this then. And we forget to look at ourselves and look into ourselves. So what I found working for me is meditation. Actually, I recently just hit the milestone of 100 consecutive days of meditation. I'll give myself a round of applause there. I'll give it to myself. I deserve it. So yeah, that's what I use. I use meditation. I sit in my room for 20 minutes with my back upright. And yeah, a lot of people think meditation is about trying to clear your mind of, your thoughts. That's impossible. You're always going to be thinking. Even no thought is a thought. So the basic principle about it is just to allow your thoughts to pass by like a cloud moving, as opposed to being fixated on a particular thought or emotion that is bothering you. You need to be able to separate your thoughts and understand what makes you feel a certain way. Why do you feel this way about certain things? Are you angry about something that is really not that important? A lot of people like to say, if it won't upset you 5 years from now, then it doesn't matter. I don't completely agree with that, because although it might be true, I still think we do need to feel our emotions when they do come. But the fixation on those emotions is what usually holds a lot of people back. Don't fixate on things that will not matter in the future. You've got to give it the attention that it needs and deserves, and you let it go. And that's what meditation does. You see it and it passes, and another one comes by. That's exactly how it works. That's how your life works. That's how moments work. And that's why being present in the moment is so, so important. And here's my boy, just rocked up, my boy Ria Betswe in the building.
What is happening, people?
Easy, 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 man. Yeah, I'm just telling the people about how to, you know, get into that mind frame of loving yourself, right? Because a lot of people find it really difficult. I'm just telling people, in terms of how I do it, I meditate every day. And I just want people to understand that it's not about not having thoughts. It's about having good thoughts, positive thoughts. Because there's a lot of bullshit in our brains.
Yeah, yeah.
We are bombarded with information constantly, especially our generation. It's new information every single day that we can't actually process and handle.
Yeah.
So we get frustrated because we are thinking about so many different things, only to find out tologuti, half of that shit doesn't matter. In fact, 90% of it doesn't matter. And this is also another thing that's helped me, is actually realizing that nothing matters. In all honesty, the fact that you're here is a blessing and a gift, and that's it.
Yeah.
You're done. From there on out, everything else is just bullshit. You are here. You've already won. Now we have to start honing our minds and focusing on positivity and figuring out those things that we want in our lives and how to continue to pursue those things without the self-doubt or the self-hate. So a lot of people struggle with negative thoughts, right? Negative thoughts are a big distraction to people, because we all have them. We all have our self-doubts. We all have our insecurities. But at the end of the day, you have the ability to control which thoughts determine your action. You know, you move forward from the thoughts.
I also think, because I've been reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey, and there were things in there that were where he was speaking about being proactive rather than reactive in terms of situations that you may occur or come across in your life. And I think that you know, goes hand in hand with your thoughts. Whether or not are you going to be reactive to a certain thought, or are you going to be proactive about a certain thought? I mean, you could think negatively, and you can be reactive in a sense of continuously dwelling on that specific thought, or you could be proactive and change your train of thought.
Mm.
Just take it to a positive direction. I mean, I won't lie, it's not easy at first, but practice makes perfect, as with everything in life.
Yeah, it is not easy at first. And do you spend time by yourself?
Yeah, plenty of time.
Do you make an actual concerted effort to say I'm taking time to think about myself and my being, you know?
Yeah.
What do you usually do in that time?
There's two places I actually do that.
Yeah.
One being the gym, of course. I train well with other people, mm-hmm. but by myself, I feel I train so much better, because I talk to myself, I guide myself through everything, I push myself, I basically, whatever a coach does, I do that for myself. Mm-hmm. Yes, training with a coach is also good, but I like to be in my personal space when I'm there,
mm-hmm.
you know. Another thing is my usual spot, which is the garage.
Yeah.
The one in opposite Cedar Square. Every single time before I go home, on most cases, I'd say 95% of the time before I go home, always stop by there, stand outside, blaze, and just look out and let myself clear my mind.
Yeah.
Just to be at ease. Think about, you know, the stress I had been going through the day. Just enjoy the music that might be playing. If I'm playing music, just be at ease with myself.
Yeah.
Before I go home. Because even though people find home to be a place where you're meant to, you know, be relaxed, be at home, you know, that's why they say there's a difference between a house and a home.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a house, but it's not necessarily going to be a home. You know, even when I do go home, I have my mother asking me to do this. I have my father telling me about that. You know, I'm not at ease all the time. Mm. There's always something to do when I'm at home.
Yeah.
So when I'm outside, I had to actively find a place where I could be at peace.
Yeah. And this is the whole mission. You know, you have to create time for yourself. You have to create time. We're so busy trying to satisfy everybody. It's like they can't get enough until enough is enough. And then it's too much. Sorry, I just got distracted there. But still, we have to find the time for ourselves. You have to make that time. And I'd suggest 30 minutes. Regardless of what you're doing, you have your way, my ways of meditation. And just find that time to actually be aware of your thoughts. Most people aren't even aware of what they're really thinking about and how it's affecting them emotionally. And I think that's the core part of loving yourself, is understanding your thoughts and how they contribute and manifest into reality. Because there's this idea that, you know, your thoughts don't matter to the world, when they really, really do. You know, we all talk about science as fact, but we leave out the fact that our thoughts, our consciousness, our collective consciousness that we spoke about in another episode,
yeah,
that affects our daily lives. It's not only about facts. Information is not knowledge. And knowledge of self is the only true knowledge. Because from there, you allow yourself to love others. And the reason why I say that is because from loving yourself, you'll understand that you are a flawed human being. And we struggle with that. And what I've started to do is I've started to write down my flaws. Because everybody has them, right?
Yeah.
So what you do, I read it from a book, Deepak Chopra's Synchro Destiny. You write down 6 of your positive traits and you write down 6 of your flaws. And from there, you can start to understand why you like or dislike other people. Because
you can see where you relate with them and where you guys clash.
Because the things that you hate or the people that you hate are just a reflection of yourself. You hate that in you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be bothered by it. It wouldn't faze you. But if you do hate it, you need to figure out why. Why do I not like this? Why? And it's most likely because it's a part of you as well.
Hmm.
And you need to be able to look down on what you've written and say, okay, I'm going to work on this. And I'm going to continue to work on the good things because growth never stops.
Yes. You see, the thing is, I feel like that's where a lot of people like have difficulty with coming to terms with. They don't want to actually take ownership of their problems.
Mm.
Before you can work on something, you need to establish what it is that is wrong. What's causing you to be a negative person or a hateful person or whatever it is that could be a hindrance in your life.
Yeah. You need to understand the full spectrum of your being, not just what you post on Instagram or what you want people to see.
Hey, you see Instagram?
Yeah.
Instagram is basically where people sell lifestyles. Behind that keyboard or behind that, you know, cell phone or whatever it is that they're using to you know, post up pictures and stories and live feeds, there's a totally different person. 90% of the time, it's a totally different person. You rarely get people who show their true selves.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, Instagram's not cool, because it is cool at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, like, they also perpetuate people not being themselves by, you know, introducing all of these filters. People, you know, airbrushing themselves. There's, like, for example, the Big Beautiful Woman, BBWs. You know,
your
what I'm
favorite.
Saying? Hey, dog. You know,
yeah.
They were meaning love too. Now I'm here. I got all of the love to give to them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, like, why would you want to show the world someone who you're not, just to find, you know, validation?
Yeah. Here's the thing for me when it comes to social media and the way that we portray ourselves. I've started to do this thing, especially on my Twitter, because I think it's a bit more difficult to do on Instagram, where I tell people about my entire life. If I'm going to speak to you via social media, I'm not just going to tell you about the good things that are happening in my life. I'll tell you about the bad shit, about the fact that I could barely afford rent last month. I was dying. You know, people want to see, oh, I'm a comedian, I'm doing shows, which is hella dope. But I mean, oh, by the way, just because you hear my boy, and I haven't seen you since I found this out this morning, I got the most amazing news. I'm opening 4 shows for John Flismas at The Good Racist. My boy, I just got to get a shout out. That's a mad shout out. Dude, things have just been happening in this life, you know.
But it's also because your thinking has been on that path.
Wavelength, yeah, you know, from the beginning.
And you become what you think.
Yeah, this is what I've been feeling since we started this dream, this hustle.
Mm.
Everything that's happening to me right now has kind of already happened in my mind. And now it's happening in real life.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surreal to experience. But what it tells me is that whatever I say or think will happen if I want it to. So when I tell you I'm going to be the greatest superstar this country's ever seen, bet it's going to happen. I said what I said. Bring Johnny Clegg, bring Brenda Fassie, bring Nasty C, bring all of them. I said what I said. I did not stutter. But anyway, these are the type of things, because if what's happened so far from when we started has all come true, why would it stop if I continue? And these are the things that I've been thinking and saying from the beginning, happening now. So your mind is absolutely everything. What you think, you become. And you need to be able to love yourself.
That's where it all starts. It's where it starts and where it ends.
That's
love.
It. Love yourself, my boy. Anyway, hit us up on Cliff Central if you want to chat about this at cliffcentral.com, or you can talk to us via the worst guys at the_worst guys on Twitter. And tell us what you think about the conversation, man. And let us know if you love yourself. And if not, why? Go ahead and love yourself, man. You deserve it. How can you love others and not yourself? It starts with you. How do you even know of love if you don't love yourself? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Saying what I'm saying. But anyway, yeah, man. It's the real topic of the day. I hope you guys have learned a couple of things from what we're talking about. I want you to try it. I want you to try it, and I want you to especially try meditation, just because I know it's worked for me. And if you do not know how to start, just sit down in a room quietly by yourself, back upright, for 20 minutes. 20 minutes is that easy. And do what is known as the 30-day challenge. So you do that for 30 days, and you will eventually feel like light headaches in your forehead. And, you know, that will kind of tell you, you know, there's something happening in my brain. But after 2 weeks, that starts to disappear, because it can get frustrating. It's hard because you're trying so hard to clear your mind, but you've got to let it happen naturally, because your thoughts will be there, but eventually there'll be a gap. And when you find that gap, you try focus on it. But regardless, do the 30-day challenge. See how you feel after 30 days. Ask yourself if it's actually made a difference in your life. And then if it has, then carry on, which it will have. Because, I mean, anybody can meditate. And those who say they have to be active, they have to be busy, their minds get too distracted, you need to be meditating twice as hard. It's not that you can't do it, but if something's hard for you, you need to work harder to be better at it, you know? So if that is your excuse, stop making excuses, all right? And just do the damn thing, all right? All right, all right. Anyway, let's get into some stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know what it is. We always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Read about it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra.
All right, all right, all right. Extra, extra. Read all about it. I'm sure you guys have read all about this. The Dove commercial that was recently launched on their US Facebook page has been causing an uproar on social media. For those of you who do not know, where have you been? But I'll just explain. There was a short clip of a white lady wearing a shirt, and yeah, essentially the 4 blocks represent a different race. So she goes from black to white, essentially saying that Dove cleanses you, and black is dirty and white is clean. This is a stereotype that has been coming out in adverts. China's been doing this with their laundry machine adverts and shit like that. A black man goes into a washing machine and he comes out white or Asian. So my only problem with this is associating cleanliness with whiteness.
Yeah, there's already a picture of a congregation. I'm not too sure what church group that is, whether it's ZCC or something, because they're all wearing green blazers. Then in the next picture, the frame below it, they have the picture of the box squad. And then they put a picture of Dove in the bottom left-hand corner. And the thing is now, as South Africans as well, it's been going around and doing the rounds. People have been laughing it off. And that's the kind of mentality I want people to have as well. Mm. Just to see such nonsense and think, ah,
this is stupid.
It doesn't even faze me.
Yeah.
Because the minute you let it faze you, that's when you put the power in the person who made that post's hands. Because you're showing them that this shit affects you. And they're just going to do it more. It's like that bully. The minute you show a bully or somebody that's irritating you that this shit is actually affecting my life, they're going to continue to do it more and more and more. Because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that reaction.
So are you not fazed by the advert?
I'm not gonna lie, it's a hack. But I'm not gonna be on some
what you call it, boycotting all the Dove products. Or actually, you'd have
I don't
to
use Dove to start out.
Sunlight Green Bar,
you know, well,
only
so
that
maker
matters.
But there's essentially what I'm trying to say is that there's bigger fish to fry out here.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about boycotting Dove though, but that means you'd have to boycott Unilever because it's a subsidiary of Unilever. And Unilever owns Vaseline. Guys, are we going to stop buying Vaseline? I don't know if I could do that. And Knorr, Bonorox and the boys, are we going to mine all these products because of one stupid advert? I don't know. I think it is ridiculous that it even came out. Who was in the marketing team? Who was in the boardroom that said, yo, guys, this is blazing? You know, that's what makes
me. Which country was it again?
The US. It was released on the US Facebook page.
So, now, why does it come as a surprise that it's from the US, number one, actually?
Yeah, but I mean, with all this Black Lives Matter and the high consciousness or awareness of race politics in the US right now, somebody in that boardroom should have been like, this is kind of fucked up, guys.
Nobody gives a fuck. There was a clip going around of Donald Trump. I don't know where he was, some conference, or I think it was a whole bunch of people that came to just come meet him. A whole bunch of Caucasians. And there's this one, I don't know if she was black. She looked like she might have been like Mexican or something. She's trying to shake Donald Trump's hand. First of all, I don't know why you're trying to shake Donald Trump's hand or grab his attention. But she was right in front of him. And he's blatantly ignoring her. And then afterwards, he just gives her a pat on the shoulder. But he's busy blessing, well, not necessarily blessing, but like, you know, poisoning other people with their hand, with his handshakes. And I'm like, why? 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 You got to call yourself
the devil in his house. The devil is not welcome here. The devil, why would you want to shake hands with the devil?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I understand that, like, we have to also recognize the problems that are happening overseas and stuff like that. But let's, hey, Lamzansi, we got fish to fry here, and we're not even, we haven't even, you know,
scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Right now, if we had to submit what we've done, we'd fail. Straight up. I'm not even joking.
Yeah,
we've got
so
much work to do. Can we start? Can we start, please?
Stop procrastinating. You know, it's like when you are studying and your Twitter's lit. That's what we're doing. We're focusing on Dove like it's Twitter when we've got problems here in South Africa. And speaking of problems here in South Africa, the weather has been on some fucked up tip over the last week. There's been a storm in Durban, which has reportedly left 4 dead, which is unfortunate. RIP to all those people who passed away in Durban. The storm was crazy, man. I don't know if you saw any videos, but cars were literally drowning. A car drowning. The water comes up almost to the roof. And a bus even almost to the roof. I'm like, holy shit, what is going on? I don't know, but I think God is pretty angry at us because shit is happening all over the world. California is literally lit right now. Not in the party way, not in the Tupac way. California.
I don't know. I saw a California clip of a guy surfing in the road, or what's that? That skiing where you get you holding onto a rope and a car is pulling you through.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, hey, must be lit in Durban. I'm finna take a flight out on, you know, fly safe air, get myself into Durban, like
Let's
get some waves, bro.
Yeah, let's get in some waves, bro. Let's roll our boats gently down the stream.
Attitude. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, stay positive.
Attitude, man. Attitude.
Yeah, so there's a storm in Durban that has taken some lives, which is really unfortunate. We also had a hectic storm the other day. It was quite crazy, but nothing like what happened in Durban, as I'm seeing in the news.
Not to lie, some people did claim, like, Discovery is going through them. Insurances are going through the most right now you know, hail damage claims and shit like that.
No, but you know these guys, they fuck you over. They say no act of God. They won't refund you for acts of God.
Hey, that's probably my way or some other shit insurer. But Discovery, I mean, no, honestly speaking, because Discovery even sent out an SMS saying that they were extending their operating hours up until 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Yeah. I'm like, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be that nigga sitting in the call center. Until 8 p.m.
Working overtime.
You know, but hey, you know, this is just the way the world has it.
And also locally, a lady who killed a man that she busted raping her daughters, her case has been struck off the roll, which I think is absolutely brilliant.
Local lady.
Yeah, she murdered the nigga. Yeah. And she was taken to court, but then they're like, you know what? That guy kind of deserves these deaths, so I really think that's a good thing that we've done as a country. You know, that shit needs to stop.
Yeah.
You know, so if it means you gotta murk a nigga, you gotta murk a nigga. Do what you gotta do.
I'd help her hide the body. Yeah, nobody, no evidence, nobody. No case.
Yeah, we get that Breaking Bad liquid, put them in a bucket, melt that body the fuck up.
Okay, getting the Breaking Bad liquid is quite intense, especially because we're in Mzansi. You go to any DIY hardware store, in Lentole. You know, that's why I turn into Hannibal. I chow you. I'm like, yo, I chow you. I straight up.
Eat you up.
I'm not even going to lie. That's the best way for me in terms of hiding a body.
No, I feel you. I absolutely feel you. Anyway, man, that's the news stories that have caught our attention this week. We've just been speaking about loving yourself and how it starts with you before you can love others. We hope you've really enjoyed this conversation. We are about to be outie. But before we do that, you know what we gotta do, right? We gotta do a cypher. And a cypher is gonna be so dope because we're the worst guys and we're always dope. You know what I'm saying? Okay, what are we gonna go with? Let's do something like this today. Huh? Love yourself, know your wealth. Love yourself, you got wealth. Love yourself, you got wealth. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Ho.
Had too many dark days in my life. What's that about? Now I'm seeing the sun rays in my life. I want some more of that, I want some more of that. Bring the beat back, bring the bass back. I attack on the mic every day, every night. Oh yes, I do it right. It's so tight, hey. It's like I got my pussy rejuvenated tonight. Hey, it's going down, yes, it's going down. Everybody knows it's going down in Cape Town. And it went down in Cape Town with the storm. And now Durban has to conform to the norm of getting destroyed by Mother Nature. Hey, cause God is the creator, and if you disobey him, he's gonna beat your ass like Lil Kim did to Kanye West. Hey, if you look at his chest, you can see that Kanye West has breasts. Hey, how the hell does the Kanye West have thick thighs? Kanye West is protein thick. Kanye West takes a dick, up the ass. Oh my gosh, let me pass the mic to Mark.
The worst guy is Cypher. What do I have to say here at Cliff Central today? All I know is that I wanna get paid, man. Maybe I'll get laid, but it's okay because I love myself. You know I've got the wealth because every time I hear people talking, they tell me that they hate me, but they don't understand, they hate themselves. Cause me, I'm Malcolm Julie, and I'm always been the same guy, always been the same G. And now I'm here rapping in the studio like I don't have no fear. I don't care, cause I mean fear holds you back, and you gotta attack even though these other rappers are whack. Cause they don't know, they don't understand us. We come in the studio, we freestyle like no fuss. I'm here, I'm still riding in a bus, and hear these bitches, they got all the lust. But trust, I don't give a fuck about these hoes. I'm here, I'm doing all these fucking shows. I'm opening for one of my fucking heroes. So let me tell you, I'll never ever step on your toes, because I've got my own lane, you've got your own pain. But it's okay, cause everybody has the same. But we keep our minds positive, alright, cause we know we gonna party all night, cause we alive, right? I don't give a fuck about these other things out here. I'm just out here to shed some love and some tears. Oh, it's Malcolm Julie and the Worst Guy Cypher. If you listen to us, it's gonna be alright.
Yeah. It's the C to the L to the I to the double F. Hey, Cliff Central. Hey, C to the L to the I to the double F.
CliffCentral.com.